Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 51. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 26. Daytime highs approaching 49. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Mid-40s Thursday, low 40s by Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Kansas Midbreak and Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, if you are one of those Kansans that are working their way down to New Orleans to hopefully see the Super Bowl in just a couple of weeks with the Kansas City Chiefs, you may have to open up your pocketbook pretty heftily. As according to AAA, they say that the basic prices to get into the Super Bowl for just a seat include $5,000 per seat, plus taxes and service fees on top of that. At the same time, according to AAA, they say that if you are looking to fly down there, you will have to book your flight relatively soon, as the Louis Armstrong at New Orleans International Airport is the closest airport to the Caesars Superdome, with current rates coming in from Wichita to New Orleans, leaving Friday, February 7th, and returning on Tuesday, the 11th, are going at roughly $437 per ticket and going up, and say those prices will increase as the event draws closer. AAA has also reported that if you are looking at getting a hotel in the area as well, that the average hotel price for the New Orleans area is sitting at $350 per night plus tax.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in-store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
It was high tension in the Capitol at the end of last week after many county and city leaders made their way up to discuss and have conversations with state legislators, one of them leading to a fight at a pub between a Wichita City councilman and state representative Ford Carr. The argument was between the Democrat State Representative Ford Carr from the Wichita area and Wichita City Councilmember Brandon Johnson regarding the funding and the investigation of health screenings at the north end of town, where according to Carr, he says that much of the funds have been mismanaged by the city and the county.
Where was that passion when the funds were being appropriated and not being spent?
In a statement from Sedgwick County Commissioner Ryan Beatty, he said for nearly 40 years, the people living around 29th and Grove have been unaware that there were poison in the water beneath their feet. And upon learning the situation, I've worked diligently alongside partners at the state, the city, and local organizations and community advocates to find solutions and bring justice.
Ever thought about what kind of curveballs Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry. Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, state lawmakers continue to work on ways to begin implementing the new voter-enacted legalization and regulation of medical marijuana within the state after the bill passed in the election of November last year. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the legislation so far has been introduced by multiple state senators in the state that would create a registry program along with a further stipulation of licensing and regulatory duties that would be headed up by the new Nebraska Medical Cannabis Commission. According to the legislators, they say right now there would be three different bills that would allow Nebraskans, after receiving a written recommendation from a healthcare practitioner for medical cannabis, to apply for a registry card identifying them as a qualified patient. The Nebraska Medical Cannabis Commission also would establish a criteria to accept or deny applications for the registered cannabis establishments by July 1st of this year. Mid-America Network News.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services' Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Due to a conflict, Marshall County Commissioners will meet this week on Wednesday, January 29th at 8:30 a.m. At last week's meeting, commissioners reviewed county road and bridge projects planned this year, including overlay on the Cottage Hill Road and a mile and a half north on Blacktop out of Axtell. Onyx Seal is planned on the Blacktop south of Blue Rapids and Waterville, as well as the Herkimer Road. Bridges in Cleveland and Wells Township, as well as possibilities in several others, were reviewed. Final repair and carpet replacement cost in the appraiser's office were presented following a sprinkler malfunction recently. A letter of support was endorsed for a Blue Valley Technology grant application that could provide public Wi-Fi in parks throughout Marshall County. 93% would be grant covered, with Blue Valley assuming 5% and Marshall County Partnership for Growth the remaining 2%. Parks in Marysville, Blue Rapids, and Frankfort would be included. Washington County Commissioners' meeting was mostly routine business last week, with approval to hire Jarek Wyke as deputy sheriff. Commissioners heard updates on public works and insurance coverages. Gage County Board of Supervisors unanimously reelected Eric Thiemann as chairman and Emily Haxby as vice chair. Rex Adams of Blue Springs in the 6th District and Rick Claybaugh in the 4th District, recently elected, joined the Board of Supervisors. A reception for Blue Rapids Mayor Jerry Zias is planned Thursday. Zias is stepping down as mayor and previously resigned as director for Marshall County Partnership for Growth due to health reasons. Council President Doug Weitzel will step up to the mayor's post and will appoint a replacement for his council position in Blue Rapids. Judy Schroller, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary, Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Judy Schroller. Remy E. Haverkamp, age 92, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Friday at noon at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Catholic Cemetery at Seneca. Rosary Thursday at 2 and 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Remy Haverkamp. Merlin D. Mert Ott, age 94, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Private burial is planned at the Marysville City Cemetery with a visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mert Ott. Thomas R. Tom Harrison, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Tom Harrison. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken, bacon, ranch pasta, French bread, green beans, and peaches. Tomorrow, pimento cheese sandwich, tomato soup, garden blend, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News, time is 7:12.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Some sunshine throughout Wednesday as well with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And mostly clear skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some rain showers may be possible on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then rain showers become likely into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Some sunshine throughout Friday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. Then rain showers are possible throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then staying mostly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Then staying slightly cooler throughout Monday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 41. Record high on this date, 69. The average low, 19. The record low is 20 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:37. Sunset this evening at 5:43. It's 23 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 28th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you searching for a primary care provider who can do it all? Sunflower Medical Clinic is here for you. From adult health screenings to well child exams, DOT physicals, or more, our team at Sunflower Medical Clinic is here to keep your family healthy. We also offer laser hair removal, Botox, facial fillers, plus bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Call us today to see how Sunflower Medical Clinic can serve you.
From sunrise to sunset, Corner Bistro and Diner, formerly the Empty Cup in Marysville, has you covered. Start your day with a hearty breakfast or swing by for lunch and dinner, where every bite feels like home. Need a break? Treat yourself to their specialty coffee bar, complete with fresh pastries and sweet treats to brighten your day. The Corner Bistro and Diner, where great food and warm smiles are always on the menu. Check out their Facebook page, The Corner Bistro and Diner, your corner of comfort and flavor. Open daily 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., closing Monday and Wednesday at 3.
His team played 58 minutes last night. He played zero. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Miami Heat getting past Orlando last night in double overtime. Tyler Hero, 30 points, a career-high 12 assists. Miami doing it without Jimmy Butler. He walked out of a team meeting and was suspended indefinitely by the team. Third suspension this month. Trade deadline is a week from Thursday. Suns edge the Clippers 111-109. Phoenix has been surging, having won 8 of 10. Rockets get 33 from Amen Thompson, including the game winner, with a second to go as Houston beats the Celtics 114-112. Bulls by 8 over Denver. Nikola Jokic with another triple-double in the loss. Bucks get 35 from Giannis. They beat Utah 125-110. Lakers a fourth straight win. 5-point victory over the Hornets. 42 points, 23 rebounds for AD in the Lakers' victory. Knicks, largest win of the season. It's a 37-point rout of the Grizzlies. Dallas beats the Wizards 130-108. Washington has now lost 14 straight. Men's college action, Arizona gets a prayer answered.
Del Orso running the line. Get it off to Love. Love, mid-court. Shot is up. Good! Love has hit a three. We're going to overtime. From backcourt, Caleb Love has just tied this game at 71. Bedlam at McHale.
Brian Jeffries from Learfield. Caleb Love ties it at the end of regulation. Arizona wins it in overtime. They knock off third-ranked Iowa State, 86-75. Number two, Duke, a 10-point win over NC State. Michigan, 76-72 over Penn State. Women's action, seeing second-ranked South Carolina get past number 18, Tennessee, 70-63. 55th straight regular season conference win. On the ice, Oilers double up the Kraken, 4-2. Connor Garland scores twice as the Canucks beat the Blues, 5-2.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs include the Marysville girls in round-robin competition of the Hiawatha Invitational versus Lafayette of St. Joe. 6 o'clock tip-off on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Other games, Troy versus St. Mary's. Hiawatha will host Jackson Heights. Hanover will host Diller Odell on Tuesday. Valley Heights is home to Lynn. Axtell entertains Donovan West. Centralia is at home to Keir Paravel. Southern tips off at Falls City, Sacred Heart.
Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has the best barbecue around. With pulled pork, brisket, burnt ends, and more. Daily specials, a fresh salad bar for lunch or dinner, and now featuring hand-dipped ice cream. Make it Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. Open Tuesday through Saturdays with full-service catering also available.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. It was the tale of two markets Monday, with the Dow Jones adding 289 points to finish at 44,713. The broader market S&P 500 fell nearly 1.5%. The NASDAQ composite plunged more than 3%. Shareholders in those NASDAQ component companies hope to claw back some of Monday's losses that came on news of a less expensive artificial intelligence model from China. American AI chip company NVIDIA lost $600 billion in value Monday. The people of East Palestine, Ohio, and Norfolk Southern have reached a $22 million settlement stemming from a 2023 train derailment. The accident sparked an explosion and massive cloud of chemical smoke that hung over the town for days. Sales of new single-family homes jumped unexpectedly last month, up 3.6%. The Commerce Department estimates that for all of last year, 683,000 new homes were sold, up 2.5% from the year before. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Need reliable tree trimming or removal? Look no further than Synergistic. Whether it's a small trim or a big removal, no job is too big or too small. Give Blake Gertler a call today for your free estimate at 785-268-0629. Synergistic, your trusted name in tree care.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. News brought to you by CanEquip, your local Case IH and New Holland dealer across the entire state of Kansas. For more information, locations, and great deals, find them online at CanEquip.com. It's time again for another Larry Steckline Report.
We finally figured out how much wheat we planted in this country, and not real happy about it, but it could be a lot worse. U.S. winter wheat acres are up 2.2%. A little bit more than the trade was guessing. But there's some pretty good news behind it that makes it kind of a nullified situation, in my opinion. First of all, five states increased their acreage of winter wheat. Kansas was not one of them, and thank goodness for that, because we're king. These five states were small acreages compared to the state of Kansas. Kansas, in fact, was down 2.6% in total number of acres compared to a year ago, which is pretty doggone good news as far as I'm concerned. World wheat ending stocks came home to help us. It's projected by the end of the standard USDA marketing year to be the tightest stocks, listen to this, since 2015. Now, I got to tell you, that ought to get somebody's attention on the Kansas City Board of Trade, and it probably has. But what will get more attention than that? We just found out, just today, that Russia has had more of a problem than anybody knew growing crops, drought. And so consequently, folks, it really will help the price from here on out some. Don't look for $10 a week. Sure don't spend that money yet.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State and Garden City Community College have recently announced a new partnership that will allow for more students in Southwest Kansas to receive a bachelor's degree from K-State. Associate Dean in K-State's College of Agriculture, Dan Mosier, explains why this program was started.
We see a great opportunity for Kansas State University as the land-grant institution of the state to better serve the citizens of Southwest Kansas. And we're very well aware that the educational opportunities in Southwest Kansas are not the same as where they are in other parts of Kansas. That statistics are very clear that, you know, Southwest Kansas has a robust and very successful community college system with Garden City Community College, Dodge City Community College, Seward County Community College, all excellent institutions and have been great partners with Kansas State for decades. But there's not an opportunity for the citizens of Southwest Kansas to complete a four-year degree in that part of the state without coming to another part of Kansas. And so that's something that we want to address and hopefully create that opportunity.
He shares more specifics about the partnership.
We want to augment, supplement, and allow pathways so that a student completing their associate's degree at Garden City Community College would be able to continue education in Garden City and be able to complete a bachelor's degree at Kansas State. And so using the credits that they've earned from Garden City or from another community college into a new degree program, but we're creating a new diversified agriculture degree. We understand more and more that the challenges that we face in our food system are not simply one discipline. We see a demand for students that have really a broad sort of range of experiences. And so to be able to sort of leverage the experiences they've had and build a program that meets their needs and helps them prepare for some of these sort of challenges that really have many different disciplines as part of the focus.
Mosier discusses financial assistance for potential students.
I think that, you know, we offer very generous scholarship programs for students in Manhattan in the College of Agriculture, and we want to replicate that for students that complete degrees in Garden City. We know that higher education is expensive. It's a great value, but there's definitely some upfront cost there. And so anything we can do to help offset that cost, and we know that we've had, you know, great feedback from the community in Southwest Kansas that they very much want to see this succeed and that they're happy to, charitably support scholarship programs.
That was Associate Dean in K-State's College of Agriculture, Dan Mosier, on a new academic partnership between Kansas State University and Garden City Community College. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For large dirt work projects or residential jobs, contact Hayes and Dozer Service of Frankfort. Complete pond building and excavation, field terrace maintenance, entire outbuilding demolition, and dump truck service, Hayes and handles it all. Call Greg today at 785-547-5794. That's 785-547-5794. Now booking spring 2025 projects. Call on Hayes and Dozer Service of Frankfort, where your project meets their expertise.
We've been using it for decades, but misconceptions remain about the wind chill index. A closer look in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 28th, the 28th day of the year. Actor Alan Alda has a birthday, and the Dallas Cowboys won Super Bowl 30 on this day in 1996. Wind chill factors have been getting a lot of attention lately, and here's a question we often hear this time of year. Are inanimate objects, like my car, affected by the wind chill? Strictly speaking, no. The wind chill factor is a subjective index intended to approximate the effect the wind has on our skin. An object will not cool below the actual air temperature regardless of the wind. There is a but in our argument, however. Air movement will cause objects to cool more quickly. It is the same reason we blow on our soap to keep it from burning our mouth. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the weather and get the forecast for your area at almanac.com.
.728 from KNDY, 23 degrees this hour. Highs around 50 on tap today. Tomorrow, we're well above seasonal norms for the rest of this week.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Chiefs are still coming off the high of winning the AFC and heading back to the Super Bowl for the third time in a row. Yesterday in his press conference, Andy Reid still had a lot of excitement.
I appreciated the support that we had yesterday and throughout the night there. And really even to the celebration after the game, everybody stayed. And that was obviously a Chiefs fan, so it was it was a great event. And when I say all of this, we understand that we've got a big challenge ahead of us coming up with the Eagles.
With the Chiefs going for their third Super Bowl win in a row, should they happen to win that, they will not be able to use the term three-peat on any merchandise. It is property of NBA icon Pat Riley, who trademarked the term. So all merchandise will have to come up with another slogan to celebrate three Super Bowl wins in a row.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs include the Marysville girls in round-robin competition of Hiawatha Invitational versus Lafayette of St. Joe. 6 o'clock tip-off on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Other games, Troy versus St. Mary's. Hiawatha will host Jackson Heights. Hanover will host Diller Odell on Tuesday. Valley Heights is home to Lynn. Axtell entertains Donovan West. Centralia is at home to Keir Paravel. Southern tips off at Falls City, Sacred Heart. Kansas Jayhawks Tuesday evening, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip on FM 95.5. Marysville High wrestlers at the Beloit Invitational Friday and Saturday finished 13th in team totals. Waters placed 3rd, Wetter and Wilson 5th. Marysville girls were at Hallsburn for wrestling Saturday. Johnson won 1st, Shoemaker 3rd, Hidalgo was 5th, Brashears and Martin placed 6th. Marysville wrestlers at Clay Center for a North Central Kansas League duel on Thursday this week.